Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Today, I want to talk about when are you ready for an audition. I always take questions on Instagram, so if you are not following me on Instagram, make sure you do so. I'm to be found at Freya Casey Music, and I do quick tips there all the time in my story, so make sure you don't miss that. Okay, let's talk about audition. When are you ready for an audition? Here's my thing, right now. You need to go audition right now. If you ever want to audition, you ever want to do that, you want to roll or you want to do a competition, you need to start right now. So if you're at a level to where like you're halfway, you can do any kind of singing, you need to get started. It doesn't matter what you do, small auditions, whatever you do, you need to get started. Because here's the thing, doing an audition in itself is an art because it's something you can learn. You're going to fail so many times, and you could probably ask anyone that is really, really successful. They auditioned so many times. They probably auditioned many, many, many times and were rejected many times. There are many famous singers who would tell you stories about being rejected over and over and over again, and only when they came in and they didn't care anymore and they started doing something like really out of what they normally do, then they were noticed. Here's the thing. Auditions are like, you know, I've been in the jury of auditions, and it's like people come in and out, and it's like you hear dozens and maybe hundreds of people, and it's like everyone who comes in, you want them to be good. You want to find someone who's amazing. But then a lot of times one person comes in, the next person comes in, and it's kind of okay, but it's all kind of blah. There's nothing that just was like, whoa, now. So, but here's the thing. If someone in the jury doesn't watch you or doesn't look at you, that doesn't mean they're not interested. They're listening. That's the most important thing, first of all. I've had this happen to where, you know, they hardly looked at me, and then I was chosen for the part. It was really like a big part. Although no one hardly looked at me, and I thought they must not like me at all from the get-go because they never looked at me. But they did, and then they called me back, and then they talked to me and all that. So that being ready for an audition doesn't mean you're going to perfect it. Don't wait until you're like ready. You know when you're gonna be ready? Like you're not ever gonna feel like you're ready. You're never gonna feel that. It's like asking someone's like, when am I ready to have children? Well, you're never ready. You're never gonna be in the perfect situation. And it's the same with singing and going to auditions. You're never gonna be to where like, oh, now I'm finally where I'm at and now I'm gonna be perfect and now I can do it. It's like taking lessons. Like I need to wait until I'm ready. You don't need to wait until you're ready. It's like, or joining this course or that course or going to some masterclass. Don't wait till you're ready because you're not going to learn. You're missing out on all of that learning experience. Now, most auditions, some are free, some cost money, depending on what you want to do. But this is something good to invest in. Just getting the experience of being in front of people, exposing yourself, being rejected over and over again, you will get to the point to where you're like, whatever, I'm not expecting anything. I'm just doing this because I love doing it. I'm just having fun. And that's usually when something will start happening. Because you know what? Everyone can see it when you get on stage or when you get in front of someone or in front of the camera, if it's like a video audition. Everyone can tell if your attitude is, oh, I have to get it. I really need this. You need to have that attitude of like, okay, whatever. Anytime I had that attitude and I got, you know, I went in and I was like, I don't even care. It's like, I'm not even going to do this anymore. This is going to be my last one. Happened to me with my last date I ever wanted to go on. Well, now we're still together. It's like, I'm never going to get on a date again. This is stupid. I can't even like, ugh, this is too much work. Well, that last date did work out. And it's always when you don't expect like perfection and everything. It's like, oh, I really need this. This is when things will start coming to you because you're not attached to the outcome. It's the process itself that you're enjoying, and that is so important. So get in front of people, get as many auditions as you can because it will make you better at just auditioning. And in the process, of course, by practicing and preparing, if you didn't watch my video last week, you need to go watch it.
being in the audition itself, you learn so many things and you won't make the same mistake over and over again because you learned. And maybe you will make the same mistake a few times, but eventually you're going to have learned that, oh, this is the thing that I tend to do when I get nervous. So you also learn how to deal with your nervousness. This is a big thing. And you can only learn and train your brain to not feel threatened when you put yourself out in the situation over and over and over again. So if you only have one audition in your life, and this is like everything depends on it, you're going to be so nervous and your brain will get into fight and flight mode. It's like, you're either going to freeze up or you're going to be like so fidgety and nervous and be like, over energetic, and maybe you're going to be totally sharp or something. And I have failed at auditions so badly. I sang an aria once and it was a big international opera audition that I was invited to that not everyone could even go to. And you know what? I didn't sleep that night because I had a really long way to travel, and where I stayed overnight, it was really loud and I couldn't sleep and it was cold and all that stuff. So there was a lot of stuff going wrong ahead of that. And then I stood there and I actually sang really nicely, but on that last pitch, because I was so tired, probably, I don't know, I had to do that long cadenza, and I came down and that pianist went in, played that chord, and I was so flat. I mean, we didn't land on the same end pitch because after all that a cappella cadenza, I had gotten flat. So, but I learned from that. I practiced that more and more. I just really focused on it. And after that, that didn't happen anymore. So you really learn from doing it. Do it as much as you can. You can even do like a YouTube or something. Do live streaming and get yourself out there, or do like Instagram Live or do TikTok. Do something where you get yourself in front of people to where you get used to criticism, you get used to negativity. I mean, I have some comments below my videos that are like people who sound like they are so perfect, they know everything so much better. And maybe they do, but you have to learn how to deal with criticism. You know, if it let it get to me, I probably wouldn't make videos anymore, and I wouldn't get all these wonderful messages from you guys who tell me, you have made such a difference with your videos. I really understood something and it really has helped me so much. And that's who I make my videos for. Not for the ones who already know it, because then why do you want to watch my videos if you already know it all anyway? So I know there's a lot of different opinions and approaches to vocal technique, but I'm never saying that this is the end of all. I don't know everything and I'm not perfect, but I'm only telling you what has worked for me and my hundreds of students that I have taught over the years. If you want to dive deeper into how to master an audition and how to conquer your stage fright, how to be yourself in front of others, then you can check out my course that I have on my website. It's called Conquer Your Stage Fright. I will put the link below. And I also have tons of free resources on my website that you can check out, masteryvoice.tv. Thank you for watching. Have a great day. Until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.